I've done research on past contestants who used a similar kind of strategy, bouncing around, being less predictable than normal. And it is interesting to see that people watching at home have this sort of visceral reaction. Like, if you make the game harder for the other contestants, you're also making it harder for the audience playing along. And a lot of people just came to really dislike past greats like Dave Madden, who is number 2 in time regular season winnings, I'm number 3, or Roger Craig, who was on the show a few years ago. You know, and I really admired them for doing something intelligent and winning the game, but I also knew I'd probably get some blowback from it. I didn't expect it to be as intense as it was, though. I think that has to do with the fact that we're much more connected now, that there's a lot more people on Twitter where they can sort of vent their reactions in real time. I don't really know, though.
Let's talk about those Twitter people, and I thought it was great how you went and you just took them on head on. What encouraged you to do that?
Well, that was actually, my wife played a hand in that. She started retweeting all of the most interesting tweets, which were either the supportive ones or by far the most numerous my first night were the really insulting, like, offensive ones. Unlike the people watching at home, I knew I was going to be on the show for a while, and that running away and hiding wasn't going to accomplish anything because the negative reaction would just have time to build, so I decided to come out and engage with it. I think that's more of a natural thing to do nowadays than it was even a few years ago with how social media is part of our lives now.
Definitely, and we know strategy is only a part of it. How did you know all those answers? I mean, was it from your years of life and learning, or did a lot of it come from cramming before the show?
I don't think anyone can pass the test to be on the show without being enough of a nerd to have accumulated enough knowledge that you're going to get the average question on Jeopardy right. But in order to have an edge over other players, I did cram before the show. I studied up on what Roger Craig did in 2011 when he set the record for one-day winnings. He was a computer guy, and he used a very systematic method to figure out what the most valuable categories to know on Jeopardy were and just study those. And I followed in his footsteps.
And we're watching the show night after night. We're seeing you come on for, what was it, a couple of weeks you were on total 11 shows. The thing that a lot of people don't realize is you taped all these, right? So you're actually answering all these questions and going through all these different shows, many of them on the same day. Talk about that and talk about how you stayed on top for that.
That's definitely the thing that I wish more people watching at home knew, that Jeopardy, at least once you get into those repeat wins, it's a stamina game. That Ken Jennings, who was on the show for 75 straight episodes, that's almost impossible. No one's even come close, so I don't know how he did it. But in reality, 1 week that you see on TV is 1 day's worth of taping. So I was only in the studio for 3 days, and it was 5 shows back-to-back every day, and by the end of it, you're just completely mentally exhausted. So for me, I really had to commit to making as few decisions as I could. A lot of people make really bad bets. That's sort of the thing. They wear you out mentally with all these tough questions, and then they ask you to make these really tough split-second decisions with the daily doubles or wagering on the final Jeopardy questions. And I think my edge came partly from the fact that I just kind of schooled myself to make very rational decisions on those that I planned ahead of time instead of letting the emotion get to me in the heat of the moment.
All right, you know a lot of the best champs that we've had in the past, like Ken Jennings. Are you ready to take them on in the Tournament of Champions if that comes up?
It's not going to be this year's Tournament of Champions. And this upcoming one is just going to be for people this year. But there have been some really tough contenders in this past year. So I am boning up on my trivia and getting ready to try again. But if I were to come back for one of those big, like, reunion tournaments where people from the past, like Ken Jennings or Dave Madden, would play, then I would consider that a great honor. But that's sort of counting my chickens before they hatch.
All right. Well, finally, Arthur, what are you going to do with $297,000? Have any plans? Disney World?
Probably not Disney World. I talked about wanting to take a trip with my wife to China, which I haven't been to see many of my relatives in Taiwan for a very long time, and she's never been to Asia, so that would be cool. Other than that, though, I'm trying to play it safe, just like I got here by being very rational and strategic, so why give that up now? So I'm mainly thinking about retirement and about building some financial cushion with that money.